Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5:30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. Two 19-year-old men believed to be from Derry have been killed in a collision in St Johnston, while a third has been rushed to Belfast for treatment in hospital. The A5 Enough is Enough group has expressed its condolences to the family and friends of the latest victim on the A5. People have gathered in Buncrana for a demonstration in support of SNAs, and the first public meeting of the Donegal Local Community Safety Partnership has taken place today in Lifford. All these stories in full and more coming up, and Oisin Kelly will be here for a sports update at around 5:45. But first, two 19-year-old men believed to be from Derry have been killed in a collision in St Johnston, while a third has been rushed to Belfast for treatment in hospital. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses following the tragedy. The R236 road has reopened following its closure by Gardaí for forensic examination. Donal Kavanagh reports.
Emergency services were alerted to the collision involving a lorry and a car, which occurred at around 11:15 last night. One of the passengers in the car was pronounced dead at the scene. His remains have been brought to the morgue at Letterkenny University Hospital. A second passenger was brought to Athlone Hospital in Derry, where he was later pronounced dead. Post-mortem examinations will take place in due course, and the coroner has been notified. The male driver of the car, also aged 19, was initially brought to Athlone Hospital in Derry and later transferred to the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast for treatment of serious injuries. No other injuries have been reported. Gardaí and Letterkenny are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed the collision to come forward. They're particularly anxious to hear from road users who may have camera footage and travelled in that area between 10:45 and 11:45 last night.
On today's Greg Hughes Show, Donegal County Councillor Cathaoirleach Paul Canning said the thoughts of everyone in Donegal is with the families and friends of the young men involved. He also paid tribute to the emergency services who attended the scene.
Terrible news for St Johnston as a village as well to waken up to that tragedy, because no doubt they'd have seen the fire brigades and the ambulances and all of them coming to the scene of the accident. And listen, a big thank you to all of the emergency services for the work that they do, because it's not easy getting called out to such tragedy. And sometimes we take the services for granted. So that as well. But it is a tragedy. Condolences to everybody that is connected to these young boys.
The A5 Enough is Enough group has expressed its condolences to the family and friends of the latest victim on the A5. A 36-year-old man died on the Omagh Road on Monday evening following a two-car collision. In a statement, the campaign group described the death as a tragic reminder of the road's life or death urgency and urged opponents of the new A5 scheme to reconsider their actions. Since the scheme was first approved in 2007, the group says nearly 60 people have lost their lives on the route. They called the death toll unacceptable and said the community is in total despair, insisting it is time for action to improve safety on the road. People have gathered in Buncrana for a demonstration in support of SNAs. It is one of a number of demonstrations that will take place across the country this week. Organisers of the meeting have stated while they welcome the pause of the review into SNA allocations, this is to keep pressure on the government. Donna Marie Doherty reports from Buncrana.
A large crowd has gathered in the Market Square in Buncrana this evening. Included in that is county councillors, teachers, SNAs, parents and the children themselves. One little girl can be seen holding a sign saying "Save my SNA." Although government made a U-turn on the proposed cuts, the message here remains very clear, and that's that a pause isn't good enough and that assurances must be made beyond the 2026-27 academic year.
Meanwhile, today, the Taoiseach Simon Harris has confirmed while a review of the allocation has been postponed following public outcry, upward reallocations will go ahead. Simon Harris admits the government got it wrong and the system needs to be updated.
What I heard from parents across the country, what I heard from SNAs and what I heard from teachers was that the sequencing here matters. SNAs are allocated on the basis of a circular, basically rules drawn up in 2014. That needs to be updated. And I should just say, because for absolute clarity, any school that is due more SNAs will of course get that. But we're now going to apply the review in an only upward manner for this year.
Speaking in the Dáil today, Donegal Deputy Charles Ward also called for a revision into the model.
The 2014 circular for SNA allocations must be revised and explicitly to provide for children with emotional regulation needs, and any review cannot come before a pathway to reduction and at stealth, which was tried to be imposed here. And when the government says that it wasn't, yes, you paused it. But we all know that the CNOs had till the 31st of January to make sure that the reports were in, and they were in, and you could see what was coming. And it was only because the public stood up and the opposition stood up and said, enough is enough. And this is the way it has to be. There has to be accountability and there has to be transparency. So the lesson is clear. Without accountability and a circular that safeguards every child, this injustice will repeat itself and the government will bear the shame. You have to take responsibility when it goes right, but you also have to take responsibility when it goes wrong.
The first public meeting of the Donegal Local Community Safety Partnership has taken place today in Lifford. This group has replaced the previous Joint Policing Committee. It brings together local representatives, community groups, Gardaí, TUSLA, the HSE, ETB, as well as other groups. The partnership's coordinator is Francis Conaghan, who says drawing up a local community safety plan for Donegal will be a major part of the partnership's work this year.
We're all guided by the National Office for Community Safety, which is based in the Department of Justice, and the first body of work, as well as getting the partnership to bed down and get to know one another, is to start work on a local community safety action plan for Donegal. So there's plenty of work to focus on, as well as having the regular meetings for the partnership members to contribute to. The challenge here is to get the agencies and the community groups and everyone to work together.
Speaking to Highland Radio News after the meeting, Chairperson Councillor Jerry McMonagall urged people to participate in the national consultation that accompanies the work on formulating the local plan. He says today's meeting represented a good start for the LCSP's work.
We have various agencies, community reps, the council there. Our first job is to put together a community safety plan. So we had a good discussion today, I think, on what the issues are and what the possible solutions are, and we'll build on that.
There is also a national consultation, which obviously members of the partnership are filling in, but members of the public are being invited to fill it in as well. That's going to feed into the safety plans. You'd like to see people right across Donegal fill that in?
Yeah, look, the deadline's now on Friday, but you can get it online on the Department of Justice and the Community Safety Partnerships website. It's important for us as a Community Safety Partnership in Donegal to find out what the issues are out there, and then we can try and put together a plan to address those issues.
One of the points made by a senior Garda here today was an interesting one. She said, this is bigger than the old JPC. It's not just a matter of Garda statistics. To a certain extent, the committee today is finding its feet in terms of what do we, what don't we discuss. It's going in an interesting direction.
Yeah, it is. And look, we had a very successful Joint Policing Committee here. We have a more partnership approach now. We have all the agencies in the room within the county here. We have the community, we have the Gardaí, and we have the county council. It falls on us now to engage with the wider public to find out what the issues are and to help this and assist the Gardaí in implementing the rule of law. It is a partnership approach. It's the first time we've done this in this model, but I look forward to it, and I look forward to the future meetings now and discussion. And hopefully we'll have a community safety plan in place before the end of this year.
And there's a link to that survey on our website, highlandradio.com. The Taoiseach says funding for the League of Ireland should be restored because other clubs should not be penalised for one incident. It follows a pause in AstroTurf investment after a flare damaged the pitch at Dundalk's Oriel Park and left a 12-year-old boy injured. The decision from Sports Minister Patrick O'Donovan has drawn criticism from members of the opposition, as well as Junior Sports Minister Charlie McConlogue, who says only those responsible should be punished.
It was absolutely abominable that it was tarnished by the criminal acts that we've seen. They cannot be tolerated by anyone, and the full force of the law and indeed of the governing bodies needs to come down on top of them as well. I know Minister O'Donovan has made the decision to pause funding for all League of Ireland clubs. I think it's really important now, though, that we get to the stage where clubs who behave well and fans who behave well, that they do not be punished as a result of what we're seeing in terms of the hooligans that carried out those acts in Dundalk last Friday night. We have to make sure that football and is a safe environment for families. It's been wonderful to see the development of the League of Ireland over the last couple of years. It's wonderful to see more and more families coming to matches, and we want to see that encouraged and it to be a safe environment. But we also want to make sure as well, need to make sure that those who behave badly, that they are the ones that are punished, and also that those that have good behaviour and that those that act responsibly, that they're not punished as a result of that as well.
The Shannon Chamber has heard concerns over the absence of a vascular team at Letterkenny University Hospital. Senator Manus Boyle says renal patients are being forced to travel to Galway for procedures related to dialysis treatment. He added that this places an excessive financial and time burden on people who are already unwell. Senator Boyle asked that the issue be discussed with the Health Minister.
Our issues today, concerns are in relation to no vascular team at Letterkenny University Hospital. Renal patients from Donegal have to travel to Galway to get a line in or an AV fistula established prior to commencing dialysis. Also, if a patient has complications with their line or their fistula, they have to return to Galway to see the vascular team. This causes a lot of stress travelling, and really it's expensive up and down the road for renal patients. Can I ask the Minister for Health to look into my concerns urgently? We need a vascular team in Letterkenny University Hospital. So please could you maybe address it with the Minister to see could we get something moving here in Letterkenny University Hospital. Thank you.
Donegal has been allocated €1.2 million under the Local Improvement Scheme for 2026. The funding is for the upgrade of rural roads not normally maintained by the local authority. In Donegal, €100,000 of the allocation is specifically earmarked for the islands. It's from a national total funding package of €17.5 million. Capital approval has been granted for the proposed new 25-bed short-stay community hospital in Lifford. This was confirmed at a recent meeting of the Regional Health Forum alongside a new primary care centre on a site owned by Donegal County Council. Local councillor Gary Doherty has welcomed the confirmation, but says there needs to be greater clarity on the project's timeline.
Yeah, well, first of all, I welcome the fact that progress has been confirmed on the Lifford Hospital project, and capital approval is secured and the design process is moving. That's positive, firstly, so because this is an extremely important project for Lifford and for the wider East Donegal area. But what the community wants now is clarity. So when will construction actually begin on this project? What is the projected timeline to delivery of this project? And people are very supportive, obviously, of the Lifford Hospital project, but they just want to know what the roadmap looks like.
It is 18 minutes to 6 on Highland Radio. All the sport with Oisin after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, now stocking the new Donegal GAA jersey. Find all your GAA essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It is 5:45 on Highland Radio, and Oisin Kelly is at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ryan. We start with Gaelic Games and in particular colleges action. ATU Donegal have won the Higher Education Gaelic Football Freshers 2 Championship title today. In today's final, which finished a short time ago at the Darver Louth Centre of Excellence, ATU beat SETU Carlow comfortably. 2-17 to 1-3 was how it finished. ATU, who have county players Ryan McHugh and Pater Mogan as part of their management team, led 2-11 to 2 points at half time. Danny Brown and Owen Ban McNeillis scored the goals in the opening half. Brown ended the game with 1-3, while Shane Callaghan knocked over 5 points. Jack Keyes, Aidan Freel, Dara Hennigan, Gavin Doherty and Donald Gallagher were also on the score sheet. And another good day for ATU Donegal, and the victory has given the side the season-ending double, having earlier in the year won the league title. So well done to them. In football, FAI Chief Executive David Correll has confirmed that the Republic of Ireland will host Israel at the Aviva Stadium for their Men's Nations League clash later this year. Lansdowne Road has been confirmed as the venue for the League B3 encounter, despite calls from figures within Irish football to boycott the games. Correll says the association's decision is purely a football one.
We have to look at this through the prism of what's right for Irish football. And I know that's very difficult for some people to comprehend, given the gravity of the situation in Gaza. But be it the board or the executive are tasked with safeguarding the future of Irish football. So if you look at it purely on the basis of sporting merit of fulfilling these fixtures, it is pretty significant impact for the team and the association if we don't proceed. And therefore we will be.
UEFA have thrown out Benfica's appeal against the provisional suspension of Gianluigi Pestriani, meaning he definitely won't face Real Madrid in the Champions League tonight. The winger's been banned for at least one game while an investigation is carried out into claims he racially abused Real forward Vinicius Jr. in last week's first leg. Real Madrid take a 1-0 lead into tonight's match at the Bernabeu. Elsewhere, Juventus will bid to overturn a 5-2 deficit when they host Galatasaray. PSG hold a 3-2 advantage over Monaco ahead of their meeting in Paris. Those are 8 o'clock kickoffs. When in a match just started, Borussia Dortmund are taking a 2-0 lead to Bergamo as they face Atalanta. On the boxing front, Katie Taylor says she'll retire from the sport after a farewell fight in Dublin this summer. The 39-year-old undisputed light welterweight champion hasn't been in the ring since winning her trilogy fight against Amanda Serrano in New York last July. The opponent date and venue is yet to be confirmed, but Taylor still hopes it could take place in Croke Park.
We are still pushing home for Croke Park, and that will be the ice on the cake for me. At the end of my career there, it will be just so special to end my career in Ireland's most iconic arena. I'm not sure if it's going to happen, but that's what we're pushing for. If it doesn't happen there, obviously we can look at other options like the Aviv or the Tree Arena as well. So there's definitely plenty of options there, but the top of my list is definitely Croke Park.
To horse racing, Dylan Brown McMonagall was back in the winner's enclosure in Hong Kong earlier today. The Donegal jockey won at Happy Valley once more, taking solid win to victory this morning by 2 lengths at 7-2. And 2023 champion hurdle winner Constitution Hill will not take part in the famous race at Cheltenham next month. Trainer Nicky Henderson said, "It's a sad day, but the decision was made after suffering 3 falls in his last 4 starts over jumps." Constitution Hill did enjoy an impressive win on the flat debut at Southwell last week, but it seems to be now that the hurdles will be no more and Constitution Hill will not be at Cheltenham next month. To rugby, Wales are set to be without Tian Plumtree for next week's Six Nations match against Ireland. The flanker has been ruled out of the trip to Dublin with a shoulder injury, which he picked up when Wales lost to Scotland. Fly half Sam Costello is facing a race to be fit as he looks to recover from an ankle injury. And England scrum half Alex Mitchell will play no further part in their Six Nations campaign. He came off with a hamstring injury during last weekend's defeat to Ireland at Twickenham. There you go. That's your sport, Ryan. We'll have more tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. Every school in the north now has a defibrillator on site. Stormont's Education Minister visited Ballymoney High School in Antrim today to highlight the achievement. Paul Given says it benefits more than just those in the schools.
There were many schools that had a defib, but there were hundreds of schools that weren't able to avail of a defibrillator. And Ballymoney High School is one of those schools that now have it. Not only can the school use it, but the wider community, they can also access the use of the defib.
The HSE says it remains fully committed to the continued provision of safe, appropriate and sustainable primary care services in Tamney Fanad, but has stressed the need for investment in an upgraded primary healthcare centre. The issue was raised at a regional health forum meeting by Councillor Declan Meehan, who was told a structured review of the existing accommodation in Tamney is currently underway. It will assess the building's suitability, capacity and compliance with current service requirements, with associated recommendations expected to be completed by the end of June. Welcoming the commitment, Councillor Meehan said improving services in Fanad and Milford must remain a priority.
We know that Fanad Health Centre is not fit for purpose. There isn't enough clinical space. There's concerns around accessibility there as well. So it's good, to kind of raise this issue and to see this issue being progressed. And what we really need to see in Fanad, like in Milford, is commitment to investments there to ensure that as many services possible, all services under primary care, are available to people locally.
Ferd, you got an update on the Milford situation as well. And again, that does appear positive. The HSE says it's working to resolve these issues and to restore services back where they can.
Yeah, this is an issue that's been going on for years and something that I've been involved in raising in my capacity as chair of the Community Health Forum in the Milford area and a rep on the primary care team. There just isn't enough clinical space in Milford Health Centre. It's similar issues to Fanad. And look, as the HSE have said that they're committed to a process. They're going out to expressions of interest for property holders. And they are committed to securing additional primary care space in the Milford area, which will house physiotherapy, currently located in Remelton Community Hospital. Also older people day services, which hasn't been existent since before COVID. So that'll be a welcome return, as well as other primary care team clinical space. And all of this is extremely and badly needed in the Milford area. So again, it's, you know, I suppose I was pressed at the point today that urgency is needed on this, and this expression of interest process, which is imminent. Hopefully we will see that very soon.
And the weather dry and mostly cloudy this evening with scattered showers and the odd bright spell following from the west. Some showers may be heavy, all in light to moderate southwesterly winds. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers becoming more isolated later on. Lowest temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees with moderate southwest winds. Tomorrow will be dull and breezy with rain and drizzle spreading from the west through the morning. Rain will clear southeastwards in the afternoon through some patches of drizzle will remain. Highest temperatures of 8 to 10 degrees in moderate to fresh, occasionally strong southerly winds. A look back at this evening's main stories. Two 19-year-old men believed to be from Derry have been killed in a collision in St Johnstone, while a third has been rushed to Belfast for treatment in hospital. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses following the tragedy. The OR236 has reopened following its closure by Gardaí for forensic examination. The A5 Enough is Enough group has expressed its condolences to the family and friends of the latest victim on the A5. A 36-year-old man died on the Omagh Road on Monday evening following a two-car collision. In a statement, the campaign group described the death as a tragic reminder of the road's life or death urgency and urged opponents of the new A5 scheme to reconsider their actions. Since the scheme was first approved in 2007, the group says nearly 60 people have lost their lives on the route. They called the death toll unacceptable and said the community is in total despair, insisting it is time for action to improve safety on the road. People have gathered in Buncrana for a demonstration in support of SNAs. Organisers of the meeting have stated why they welcome the pause of the review into SNA allocations. This is to keep pressure on the government. Today, the Taoiseach Simon Harris confirmed while a review of the allocation of special needs assistance has been postponed following public outcry, upward reallocations will go ahead. Simon Harris admits the government got it wrong and the system needs to be updated. And the first public meeting of the Donegal Local Community Safety Partnership has taken place in Lifford today. This group has replaced the previous Joint Policing Committee. It brings together local representatives, community groups, Gardaí, TUSLA, the HSE, ETB, as well as other groups. The partnership's coordinator, Francis Conahan, says drawing up a local community safety plan for Donegal will be a major part of the partnership's work this year. That is all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back again with news in full at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 25th of February. The death has taken place of Patricia McGarvey, née Gallagher, Whiteley's Rimeltham, reposing at her home until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Rimeltham, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Kathleen McCaig, 1 Ashlone, Letterkenny, formerly of Torhead, County Antrim. The house is private, please. Reposing at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, from 6 o'clock until 7:30 this evening, concluding with removal to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, for reception prayers at 8 o'clock. Reposing overnight for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass tomorrow afternoon. The Requiem Mass can be viewed online at the Church of the Irish Martyrs YouTube channel. Burial afterwards in the family plot at Conwall Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Church of the Irish Martyrs Fund, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has taken place of Paddy Deeney, Dromore, Letterkenny. Paddy's remains will repose at his home until 9 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 8:30. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in St Columbus Church Cemetery, Dromahol. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Mary McDade, née Gallagher, 10 Swilly Park, Ashlone, Letterkenny, reposing at her son Pat's residence at Coolboy, Letterkenny, until 10 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Columbkill's Church, Glendowen, with burial in Temple Douglas Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.